and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible!
Ladies and gentlemen, so are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby! Soy little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Buenas noches, familia. Soy Carlos Medina y aquí me tienes dispuesto a acompañarte en una nueva edición del Underground Garage de Little Steven. Cada programa es especial, pero esta noche un poquito más, si cabe. El pasado 15 de abril se cumplieron 15 años del fallecimiento de uno de los grandes artistas de la historia del rock, Joey Ramone, y nuestro pequeño Stevie ha pensado que sería una buena idea recordar la historia de la banda que revolucionó la escena rock a mediados de los años 70, Ramones. Como cada domingo, le damos la bienvenida a nuestro maestro de ceremonias favorito con música. Ya que estamos, lo hacemos con ellos, con los Ramones. Buenas noches, Little. Arranca el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM.
Renaissance had come and gone. It ended with either Who's Next in August 71 or the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street in May of 72. You can argue all night about which record began the Renaissance, but nobody's going to argue that starting somewhere around Jackie Brunson's Rocket 88 in 1951, the next 20 years would be the most inspiring, explore the most creative innovations, and have the most significant cultural impact in musical history. The level of greatness achieved in virtually every musical genre, blues, jazz, gospel, country, rhythm and blues, rockabilly, soul, and rock and roll, was so extraordinary that it will never be equaled. Not until new instruments are invented, new scales used, and new technological means of communication are plugged directly into your cerebral cortex. And even then, they'll be trying to replicate Bo Diddley's guitar tone. Beginning somewhere in the early 70s, musicianship and singer-songwriter craft replaced visceral, passionate, accessible, danceable rock and roll as intellect and sophistication became the mainstream, represented by poster boys Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Paul Simon. The post-Renaissance era that continues today will be remembered as a period known for its diluted, disappointing, and declining quality of its music, but for two notable exceptions coming from the unlikeliest of places. The island of Jamaica and Forest Hills, Queens. Reggae music would be a totally refreshing and uplifting new sound and rhythm that would feel familiar with its homage to 50s chord changes and doo-wop harmonies, and fulfill the role of an exotic world stream of an American musical culture fragmenting into a dozen subgenres. If, however, you were a kid that was interested in rock music but wasn't yet ready to embrace rum and ganja as your cocktail of choice, you were faced with Led Zeppelin's later period, Styx, Journey, Yes, Jethro Tull, Deep Purple, all of whom may as well have been top-of-their-class Berklee School of Music graduates to a kid just starting to play. So what do you do in the face of this rather harsh reality? A reality that says the 50s are over, the 60s are over, fun is over, and you missed it. It's a secondhand culture for you. Hand-me-down riffs, used emotions, and theatrical jive. Fortunately, you got the one thing going for you that transcends eras, fashion, and time. You have the one thing that all truly great rock and roll bands have in common. You're going to play in a band because you have no other choice. You don't fit in anywhere in society, and you can't do anything else. You might as well ignore everything that is going on and invent your own style. You might as well be the most important influence on the next 30 or 40 years of rock and roll. You might as well be the Ramones.
Yeah. address. We arrive in Hollywood in an hour.
Boy, I can hardly wait. Will I be a sensation in pictures?
Come on, get breakfast ready, Gable. Get
out. You wouldn't hit me like that if I was Gable, would you?
No, like this.
November 15th, Phoenix, Arizona. Tonight we play with the Ramones. We have to leave right after because we have to drive to San Francisco for a show tomorrow night. After that, we have to rip down to LA and do a show at the Palladium with the Ramones. Should be a few days with no sleep. I'm burnt to the point where I have to be told about the shows we're doing a few at a time because I can't remember too much.
My heart was flying up, like a rocket ship. Hola, this is Gabby from Manic Hispanic, and I tell my jaina, cállate, mija. We're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage. Caliente.
With a rock set down, it is fast up, ready to go. It's ready to go now. We got done cruising, so we're going to the discotheque of Mijo. We have to work all day, so now it's time to play. You know La Raza really has it all. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider, yeah, yeah, yeah. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a lowrider. It's ready to go now. We got fun, so we're going to the discotheque of Mijo. We had to work all day, so now it's time to play. You know La Raza really has it all. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a Southsider. Yeah, creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider, yeah, yeah, yeah. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Welcome to the Underground Garage. We are celebrating the Ramones, one of the greatest bands in history, and arguably the most important band since the 60s. How they never became a staple of rock radio and joined the ranks of classic rock is a bit of a mystery, although it's probably because their sensibility goes directly to the pre-art form of rock era. As we will display in this show, playing not only Ramones, but the songs that influenced the Ramones, and some covers as well, along with the newest, coolest records in the world, as we do every week. We started with the Ramones' anthem, Blitzkrieg Bop, from their first album, 1976. Single, actually, November 75. Written by Dee Dee and Tommy, and produced by Tommy with Craig Leon. First set was Every Time I Eat Vegetables, It Makes Me Think of You. Just to show you, the Ramones had a romantic side. The seventh album, Subterranean Jungle, Richie Cordell and Glenn Kolotkin doing a very cool job on the production, and Joey wrote that one. The Who were a big influence on the Ramones. We were going to play Substitute, which Pete Townshend did with the Ramones on their Acid Eaters collection, but instead we played Circles from The Who's first album, just because it's one of the coolest records ever. I Believe in Miracles was from a Ramones tribute album, We're a Happy Family. Eddie Vedder, The Zeke. Palisades Park, the original, by Freddie Cannon. The Ramones covered that one, and was written by one of the coolest cats in the world, Chuck Barris. Bob Crewe and Frank Slay producing, one of their best productions, actually. Creeper is a lowrider, manic Hispanic, from Mijo Goes to Junior College. That is manic Hispanic's thing, to take an existing song and make up funny words to go with it. Sheena being the origins of that one. And the Beatles, with our very cool version of Revolution. You can't find that. We edited together a bunch of different versions so we can hear George and Paul doing the cool background parts on the verses. Not an obvious influence on the Ramones, except for one big thing. Paul McCartney was using Paul Ramone as his hotel name, I think. And that's where the Ramones name came from. Yeah. I wouldn't kid you. Well, I would. It's the Ramones, baby. Forever and ever.
Sigues en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche contamos con unos protagonistas que marcaron la diferencia, Ramones, una banda que hizo de la contundencia y la sencillez su bandera y que chocaba frontalmente con las propuestas que reinaban en la escena rock de mediados de los 70, pero comencemos por el principio. Para ello nos situamos en la ciudad de Nueva York, concretamente en Forest Hills, Queens. Allí fue donde se conocieron dos compañeros de clase que formaron una banda de garaje conocida como Tangerine Puppets. Estos dos muchachos eran Johnny Cummings y Thomas Erdahl, más conocidos como Johnny y Tommy Ramone. A estos se les unirían Douglas Colvin y Jeffrey Hyman, o lo que es lo mismo, Dee Dee y Joey Ramone. Después de intercambiar posiciones, finalmente la banda quedó de la siguiente manera: Joey Ramone a la voz, Dee Dee al bajo, Johnny a la guitarra y Tommy a la batería, aunque este último pasaría a realizar labores como productor de la banda más adelante. Ramones ofrecieron su primer concierto un 30 de marzo de 1974 en los Performance Studios de Nueva York ante unas 150 personas. La mayoría de sus canciones eran rápidas y sencillas, por lo general no superaban los 2 minutos de duración. Estaban haciendo el punk rock. Enseguida continúa nuestra historia. De momento, te dejo en manos de Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
Ultimately, we are who we like. That's why we are out every night and day as kids absorbing and evaluating everything possible. And that's why as adults we sit on the couch with the TV remote in our hand, having been filled with more input than we can possibly put to any good use. It is an interesting combination of influences that created the Ramones. Now, I've never asked any of them about this, so I'm going to just talk about what is obvious musically. We can start off with the sheer exuberance that comes from rockabilly. There's no Blitzkrieg bop without Elvis, Scotty Moore, and Bill Black's version of Roy Brown's Good Rockin' Tonight. No Beat on the Brat without Buddy Holly and the Crickets, Rave On, or Oh Boy. No Sheena Is a Punk Rocker without Eddie Cochran's Come On Everybody. There is surf in Sheena also, and Jan and Dean and the Beach Boys are there, and Rockaway Beach, and I Want to Be Sedated. Girl group influences are all over the place. Writers Ellie Greenwich, Jeff Barry, Barry Mann, and Cynthia Weil are there in the writing, and Ronnie Spector is there in Joey's voice. My Kind of a Girl, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, Ramona. British Invasion, Beatles, Stones, Who, Kinks, Dave Clark 5, Animals, they're all there and Don't Come Close, I Wanted Everything, and Babysitter. Loudmouth was the MC5, but different. I Don't Want to Go Down in the Basement was the Stooges, but different. And the Attitude from the Count 5 and the Seeds, so present on the Nuggets album Lenny K had put together, were obvious, and I Don't Want to Walk Around with You, and I Don't Care. Without the Velvet Underground, there's probably no 53rd and 3rd, and without Bob Dylan, there's no Velvet Underground. The humor could have come from the Dictators. Teenage Lobotomy, Every Time I Eat Vegetables, Now I Want to Sniff Some Glue. The extreme simplicity was 1910 Fruit Gum Company and the Bay City Rollers, mixed with Slade. And maybe most importantly, a little bit of all of the above existed in a group they could see up close whenever they felt like it. The New York Dolls.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I've been trying. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You're going to church. I'm looking for a kiss. When everyone's going to your house to shoot up in your room, most of them are beautiful, but so obsessed with gloom. I ain't gonna be here when they all get home. They're always looking at me, they won't leave me alone. I didn't come here looking for no fix. I know I've been howling on streets all night long. Just looking for a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I'm looking for a kiss. I didn't come here looking for a fix. I know I've been hauling booty all night long, baby. Just looking for a kiss.
Yes. just slapping on the floor. Well, when you hear the music, you just can't sit still. If your brother won't rock, then your sister will. Woo! Come on, everybody! Come on, everybody!
Hi, this is Joey Ramone's mom. When I want to hear my son's songs on the radio, I listen to Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Surf City, I'll be shooting with girl and checking out the parties for a surfer girl.
Seem to be leveling. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we ought to put a plant out of place. Peggy could show up. Bettina could start her sleepwalking routine. We could save ourselves a plethora of surprises.
What the hell's plethora?
Follow me. We'll get a library card.
Like one to another, we'd be the same through sun and rain.
16 and crazy, we were ragged and free. We'd get loud and vowed we'd always be. Lost in the hurricane, but some remain.
16 and crazy, we were aching to be. We were living for eternity.
We were wailing like a true man she, like the way we'd always said we'd be.
To see them the next time they played. This is just everything. No guitar solos. Songs are over so fast. They're all so cute. They look great. I love what they're wearing. And I just said right away, I want to be your manager. So they said, well, we need a few thousand dollars for a drum kit. If you come up with that, you can be our manager.
Maybe when we break up from a club or a
We started that set with the New York Dolls. I'm just looking for a chaos. David Johansen writing that one by himself. Good one, David. Todd Rundgren producing. Big influence on the Ramones, as would be the Dictators, which we are not going to be able to fit in tonight. The Dictators applying some of the humor the Ramones would inherit. But Eddie Cochran, Come On Everybody, a rather obvious influence on Susie as a Headbanger. Those two records 20 years apart, same spirit, same chords. And yeah, that West Coast surf sound, very much a part of the Ramones. We played Surf City by Jan and Dean. Jan and Dean actually a bit before the Beach Boys. And Jan Berry and Brian Wilson would work together quite often, as they did here. Brian would produce the Beach Boys and Jan would produce Jan and Dean. And the Ramones would cover it on Acid Eaters. Forever Wild, Willie Nile's new one. The album is World War Willie. Get it right now from WillieNile.com. And of course the Ronettes. Ronnie would work with Joey and very much influence his singing style. Best Part of Breaking Up, written by Vinnie Poncia, Pete Andreoli, and Phil Spector. Barely broke the top 40 for some inexplicable reason. But then again, the Ramones never broke the top 40 either, so kind of works.
Esto es el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Nuestros protagonistas de esta noche empezaron a ganar prestigio entre el público underground de Nueva York a raíz de instalarse en el histórico local CBGB, en el que llegaron a tocar en directo hasta en 74 ocasiones a lo largo de 1974. Claro que sus conciertos no solían pasar de los 17 minutos desde el principio hasta el final, saludos incluidos. Fue entonces cuando firmaron su primer contrato discográfico. Fue con Sire Records y en abril del 76 grabaron su álbum debut homónimo. A pesar de las fantásticas críticas que recibieron, su disco no tuvo repercusión comercial. Sin embargo, después de hacer una breve gira por Inglaterra, empezaron a recoger los frutos de su trabajo. De hecho, en el Roundhouse de Londres ofrecieron un concierto al que asistió Mark Bolan de T-Rex, quien se subió al escenario a tocar con la banda. Entre el público también se encontraban miembros de Sex Pistols y The Clash. La historia de la banda y el icono sobre el que se posarían empezaba a tomar forma gracias a sus contundentes directos. Dicen quienes les vieron en concierto que aquello era como si una apisonadora te pasara por encima. Fueron pasando los años y también distintos miembros por la banda, concretamente a la batería. Tommy Ramone se cansó de las giras y decidió dejar su puesto en la batería para ser productor de la banda. Le sustituyó Marky Ramone en el 78, quien a su vez fuera despedido más adelante para dejar su puesto a Richie Ramone. En 1995 grabaron su último disco de estudio, titulado Adiós Amigos. Con ello dejaron una carrera compuesta de 14 discos de estudio que comenzó un febrero de 1976. Dale, maestro.
So the Ramones album comes out February 76 with Dee Dee as primary writer. Did the record for about $6,000. And they're playing to 20 people in Ohio. So they're genius managers, and I mean that. Linda Stein and Danny Fields say, what have we got to lose? Let's go to England. And the Ramones do what will end up being the historic concert July 4th, 1976, at the Roundhouse. Stranglers opened, then the Ramones and the Flaming Groovies headlined. And that show is credited with starting the entire English punk movement. In the audience was the Sex Pistols, the Clash, the Damned, the Pretenders, Generation X, and probably Susie and the Banshees. The Ramones helped the Clash climb in the window illegally, even though they hadn't met yet, and everything changed.
God save the Queen!
changed since we got kicked out of high school.
Oh, where are you going?
Going to Mr. McGree's class.
Oh, well, I'm happy to see that some students still are interested in their studies.
Hey, we're not students, we're the Ramones.
Ramones? You're responsible for making that horrible rock and roll music? You turned the whole school against me. Do your parents know that you're Ramones?
Yeah.
for a rat rat. Oh. Gonna have a real good time, and everything's gonna be real fine. Swallow my pride, oh yeah. Swallow my pride, oh yeah. Swallow my pride, oh yeah.
Paul Simonon, I want to know, gee, you're so big, you sold this out, and we're from England, and we haven't even performed yet because we're not good enough. And Johnny said, oh, wait till you see us. We stink. You don't have to be good. Just get out there and play.
Oh, no! I can't stand still because you've got me going. When your hips are showing, I take you, girl, as you're standing there. Your low-cut slacks and your long black hair. Don't want you going round with no one else, cause when I'm with you, I can't control myself. Defense is down and you got me shaking. So that my nerves are breaking. If you knew me like I know you, girl, your knees would bend and your hair would curl. You make me move, yeah, like no one else. And when I'm with you, I can't control myself. Got this feeling that's inside of me. It makes me think of how things used to be. It makes me feel alright when I'm with you at night. And we love, and we love. Control myself. I can't control myself. I can't control myself. I can't control myself, baby.
Hi, I'm Mick Jones of The Clash. And you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. Yeah.
Started with God Save the Queen from the Sex Pistols, and one of the great albums in rock and roll history, Nevermind the Bollocks, written by the four of them, Paul Cook, Steve Jones, Glenn Matlock, and Johnny Rotten, and produced by Chris Thomas and Bill Price in what would be really the ultimate evolution of the punk production. It would never really get better than that.
Motorcycle Baby from Diane and the Gentlemen on Jesse Malin's Velvet Elk Records. Get it from them.com. Produced by Steve Wynn, not the Vegas guy.
The Ramones, Swallow My Pride, on their second album, The Ramones Leave Home, 77. Produced by Tony Bon Jovi. Yes, Johnny's cousin, and Tommy Erdely, but you know him as Tommy Ramone. The Trogs, I Can't Control Myself. The Ramones would cover it on Acid Eaters. Reg Presley writing, Larry Page producing. And we would begin the set and end the set with the two most prominent disciples of the Ramones. Sex Pistols up front and The Clash with Safe European Home from their terrific second album, Give Them Enough Rope. Produced by Sandy Perlman. Mick Jones and Joe Strummer writing it. And of course joined by Paul Simonon and Terry Chimes, who became Tory Crimes. And the punk movement was on.
Y si esta noche estamos hablando de iconos y clásicos del rock, llegó el momento de detenernos en el nuestro propio. La canción más chula de la semana del Underground Garage de Little Steven, aquí en Rock FM. Para ello viajaremos hasta Noruega. Allí nos espera la banda Death by Unga Bunga. La canción más chula de la semana se titula I Can't Believe That We Are Together. Rock de garaje para acompañar la historia de Ramones. Dale, Little.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from the bosses of Moss, Norway. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Death by Unga Bunga.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
Hey, these minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
Hey, up yours, Springfield.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Go to hell, you old bastard.
Hey, I think they liked us.
Have the Rolling Stones killed.
Oh, sir, those aren't...
Do as I say. I don't want you
to be no slave.
I don't want you to
work all day.
I don't want, cause I'm sad and blue. I just wanna make love to you.
Hi, this is Tommy Ramone of the Ramones, and you're listening to Lil' Steven in the Underground Garage.
They were punks, stealing hubcaps for kicks, and then they went after the big stuff, easy money. They thought they were tough until... But wait, you see this fuel-injected hot rod action picture yourself. They call them the Choppers.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, I Can't Believe That We're Together, It's the return of Death by Unga Bunga. The album is Pineapple Pizza, written and produced by the band. Get it from deathbyungabunga.no. And I'm not even going to try these names. Take my word for it. There's a lot of cool people in this band. Lots of consonants in the names. Yeah, get it from deathbyungabunga.no.
I just want to make love to you, the Rolling Stones, showing their brilliant arranging talent, covering the original Willie Dixon written Muddy Waters song. Andrew Lou Goldham with the immaculate production. In the Park, one of the Ramones' best, huh?
Somewhere Under Heaven is brand new from Tom Petty. Sort of new. An outtake, recently discovered, unearthed, dropped from the sky. Yeah, I know about that stuff. It's part of the Entourage soundtrack, written by Tom and Mike Campbell, and produced by Tom, Mike Campbell, and Rick Rubin.
Don't go nowhere, baby, because I don't know, I'm not sure, but I believe my brain is hanging upside down.
Familia, estamos llegando al final del Underground Garage de esta noche aquí en Rock FM. Pero antes de despedirnos, te lanzo una pregunta. ¿Sabes por qué todos los miembros de la banda decidieron usar el nombre Ramón? La idea surgió de Didi, quien fue el primero en adoptar el apellido artístico de Ramón a raíz de que Paul McCartney empleara el seudónimo Paul Ramón cuando formaba parte de la banda The Silver Beatles. Finalmente, Didi convenció al resto de la banda para que hicieran lo mismo. En 2002, Ramones entraron en el Salón de la Fama del Rock y esta noche les hemos recordado con mucha música. Y así seguirá siendo por siempre. Gracias, maestros. Dale, Little.
Welcome back to the Alphabet City, in the center of your mind. Also known as the Underground Garage. Our freak of the week is the proprietor of country, bluegrass, blues, and other music for uplifting gourmandizers. But you may know the joint as CBGB's. Haley Crystal, ex-Marine, grew up on a farm in Hightstown, New Jersey, a very scary part of the world. Studied music at a very early age, playing violin in his high school orchestra, later studying at the Settlement Music School in Philadelphia, studied opera, performed folk and calypso, took over the Village Vanguard. When the property at 315 Bowery came up, he took it over. It was known as the Palace Bar, a haven for derelicts, and that never changed. For a time, it was known as Hilly's, and then CBGB's. The Mercer Arts Center, where the New York Dolls had a residency, had collapsed. Max's Kansas City was booking only showcase acts there at the time, so there wasn't a whole lot of places to play. The band called television, decide they're going to find a bar that's not doing very well and get themselves a residency. So Tom Verlaine and Richard Lloyd find Hilly on a stepladder, putting up the new marquee, and talk him into booking them for 3 Sundays. And it worked. Then came Patti Smith with her group, and third through the door came the Ramones, followed by Blondie and Talking Heads and Tough Darts and the Dead Boys and everybody else. And a very important scene was born. Just like the Beatles in Hamburg and then later at the Cavern, the Stones at the Station Hotel in Richmond, the Birds at Ciro's, the Doors at the Whiskey, the Rascals at the Barge, the MC5 at the Grandy Ballroom in Detroit. Nothing brings a band together like a residency. So by the time they hit England, July 4th, 1976, they had it all together. And because of their appearance, the whole English punk scene exploded. Sex Pistols, Buzzcocks, The Clash, and others like The Pretenders all had their lives changed by the Ramones. But somebody had to give them a chance. And it was the Cat, who when the first time they played, they barely made it through the set.
he said, you know what? Nobody's going to like you, but I'm going to have you back anyway. Our freak of the week, Hilly Crystal.
Just do you in. Ain't it a sin?
try to find the strength inside to keep my soul from running wild. My emotions got the best of me. I kick and scream just like a child. I stop falling over, my feeling catch a flame. I be a man, stay a man, but you won't be the same. If you ain't gonna do me right, I might just do you in. Ain't it a sin? Ain't it a sin?
I remember, like, the early bands there, it was getting to be a nightmare, you know, the competition. Well, with the Mumps, Mink DeVille, the Marbles, all these bands, you know, like, thought they were, like, big stars, and they weren't. The Ramones were the stars, you know, and like, we were very standoffish and very snobby, so we irritated the hell out of everyone.
That tribute to the late great Hilly Kristal with My Brain is Hanging Upside Down, which wasn't really the title, actually. The real title is Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. Much cooler title. The original. Yeah, and you can get it on CBGB forever at wickedcoolrecords.com.
Ain't It a Sin? Well, the Godfather's grandfather, Charles Bradley, Thomas Brennick, producing, get it on Daptone, DaptoneRecords.com.
Beat Home to Brat, excellent advice from the Ramones. You two are passing along there. For all those of you who have never heard of Dr. Spock, no, not the guy with the ears, the other one. And we close our Ramon show with Life's a Gas, on their last album, Adios Amigos, Joey Ramone wrote it and Daniel Ray produced it in 1995. Their 20 years of recording has influenced everything that's come after, and they'll always be in heavy rotation right here in the Underground Garage.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke, or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I got to get back to it. I promise I will. At Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Y hasta aquí llega el Underground Garage de esta noche, una nueva edición en la que hemos recordado la historia de una de las grandes bandas de la historia del rock, Ramones, uno de esos grupos que influenciaron y mucho a muchísimas generaciones, a muchísimos grupos, con ese estilo sencillo y contundente que desbarató completamente la escena rock de los años 70, cuando imperaba más una música de una duración mucho mayor, mayor complejidad, mucho ambiente, psicodelia, atmósfera. En fin, era una propuesta simplemente diferente. Está claro que era mucho más contundente y directa. Ellos son Ramones y espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio aquí en Rock FM. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te emplazo que nos encontremos, si te apetece, el domingo que viene, aquí en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Hasta entonces, por supuesto, te deseo una fantástica semana. Un abrazo. Little, buenas noches.